going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Back at Memorial Stadium, where the place is rocking right now.
Take a look at the Illini defense.
Double pressure coming, down he goes. And it's Akis again. Four-man rush. Tuttle is going down again. Just couldn't handle that edge of Gabe Akis, who's been a pain in Michigan's backside.
Comes a four-man rush, and they get to the quarterback, Gabe Akis, with his 8th sack of the season, one of the top linebackers in the Big Ten.
Let's take a look at the Illini offense.
Pretty consistent for the most part on their offensive line.
Third and goal. He goes high. Altmeyer on the quarterback sneak. Northwestern thinks it's fourth down. No, it's a touchdown for Illinois.
So when you're down there, it's really hard. You know, low man wins. You can see he had to go over his center, over the top of the center in the gap.
Josh Kreutz is the center.
Wofford again on the ground. A huge hole. Third touchdown of the day for Aiden Wofford.
They just collapsed that whole right side. These guys do just a great job. Come off the ball. Look, there's nothing there. There's nothing.
They're cheering in the Wrigley Field bleachers today. Not for the Chicago Cubs, but for Illinois.
Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
It feels like Brett Bielema is in the head of Shane Beamer a little bit.
I mean, I saw him going out there, so I strapped on my helmet, right? I got to back up the head coach. I think a lot of our guys strapped up their helmets ready to back up our head coach.
He's playing the Jedi mind tricks from that Illinois sideline.
They cheesed it. The Cheez-It Citrus Bowl champions in 2024 are Illinois.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It is Illini night at Wrigley Field, and we have three of the Illini's finest here in studio. It's Spiegel and Holmes show. That's Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
I'm Lawrence Holmes. Spiegs went into the other studio because we have three football players, and we only have four microphones here in the studio.
I can't break up the team, Lawrence. The three football players deserve to be together, and visually, it's more impressive to see them all together, don't you think?
I agree, and I'm glad that they are here. This is who we've got. We got Josh Kreutz here, we got Josh Geske here, and we have Gabe Akis here. Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys?
What's going on? How are you doing?
This is great. How much fun is this for you guys to travel up and know that you're going to be in front of a big old crowd tonight over at Wrigley Field?
A lot of fun.
It's going to be a cool experience.
Who's actually been to Wrigley Field before?
Well, we've all been because we just played Northwestern there at the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah, but that's different, though. This is, you guys had a mission that you were on in that game. Yeah,
and that's better, I think. They've actually played on the damn field as opposed to walking around the outside. So, I mean, Who do you guys get to go? Are you singing? Or we heard rumors that it's just coach and quarterback singing. What do we got going tonight? Do you know?
Yeah, just Coach B and Luke Altmaier duetting.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. No love for the offensive line and the D end?
Oh, come on. Yeah. It's crazy.
We're just going to be there to eat hot dogs and hang out and watching the game. No pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure at all, man. We're thankful that you guys have made it here and come to hang out with us here in studio. I got to ask you guys about the end of the season. We had Coach Bielema on the show a few weeks ago. We love talking with him. He's fantastic. The Shane Beamer fight. Walk us through it. I gotta know what you guys were thinking when you saw your head coach go after their head coach on the field.
Because they were all laughing, Lawrence, during the open as that played. They were all smiling, looking at each other. So go ahead. Let us in.
I was ready. I was right behind them, ready to, you know, die for my coach. So, I mean, it was pretty cool seeing them just getting into it a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with Gabe. I mean, they said they were getting upset at Coach B, and he just wanted to let them know that he wasn't going for what they were doing anymore. And we were all ready to strap it up with them. On the sideline, we all came off the sideline. We were at midfield just ready to go.
Yeah, I'd say it just gave us a ton of energy going on the field. It gave me a lot of energy. It gave us some juice.
What's it like to know that that guy acts like you guys do? That he's showing the same type of fight that he asked you guys to show in practices and games?
I think it's really good. It really makes us want to get out there. It really makes us want to play harder when we have a coach that he is always like that. He's always intense. He's always wanting us to practice hard and just the way he is at all times.
It's just a testament of how, like, Coach B really is, and it's pretty cool to see him, like, just being the same person no matter what the circumstances.
I think it really shows that what our culture is and how we have each other's back, and it shows what we're all about.
This is a special moment in Illinois football. I mean, you guys are playing well. You got a ton of starters returning, and Brett is an unbelievable ambassador. Like, are you guys aware, and Josh, we can start with you, like, are you aware of, like, this kind of moment of renaissance for Illinois football? It's pretty good stuff.
We try not to get too caught up in it. We're trying to get better and better each and every season. Obviously, we're trying to take a step off last season. Right now, we're in workouts, and we're just trying to get stronger, faster. And when practice comes, we're going to keep trying to get better and better every day.
Well, you guys have all seen this thing grow from the time that you walked into Champaign to where it is now. Gabe, I'll start with you. What do you think is the biggest difference in what Illini football looked like when you got there versus what it is today?
Just the mentality we have. You know, we always talk about being tough, smart, dependable. You know, and as coming in as a freshman, I didn't really understand what that was at first. But, you know, Coach Reed does a really good job just in the meeting rooms and just harping on being tough, smart, dependable and living our just routine every day. And, you know, living out just, you know, each year, just, you know, building off of that and just continue to build off that tough, smart, dependable and just, you know, having that routine.
And you had a chance to – you could have gone into the draft this past year. What made you say, I want to stick around?
Hey, you know, we got goals in mind, you know, so – and, I, you know, Champaign's been home for me, and why not another year just, you know, ride out with my guys for one final year. And, you know, we got a lot of players coming back, so it was an easy decision. You know, playing for Coach B and the staff is really a no-brainer.
So there was NFL offers, but we read there were, like, NIL offers from SEC teams as well. Like, you got options all over the place. It's got to be a crazy time to be a college football player in that sense. Did you even consider that, Gabe, or did you just want to stay?
No, I didn't consider it. I don't really chase the money. I just, you know, I really love the family aspect of Illinois, and, you know, it was a no-brainer, as I said. Just want to play for Coach B and, you know, with my guys another year, and, you know, other teams can't, you know, bring the brotherhood that we have.
All right, Josh G, let me ask you about this. From the time that you walked in the door to now, what would you say the biggest difference is in Illini football?
I'd say the biggest difference is that Coach B's been here and he's had time to settle in and then get everyone to be on the same page as him. He brings the same culture every day. He shows up. He's, you know, one of the first ones in the building, most of the time the first one, because I like to get there early. He's usually the first one in. He's been there every day. He does the same stuff every day, and his culture is really starting to rub off, I'd say, on the players. And I think that's one of the big things with him is that everyone's seeing what we've been working on. We've been doing the same thing, and that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to live with that culture, and that's what we're going to bring Illinois football to.
How important is it for a player when you guys see it work? When you've been hearing coach say, well, you got to do this and you got to do this, and then you see it work with yourself and with your teammates and their success to back up what they're saying.
It's great to see it. Like when I first came in, you know, I came in as a little undersized, but it was like watching the other people that were here, you know, succeed with Coach B and then Coach Miller, seeing the coaching work, see the culture work to grow, get bigger, faster, stronger, you know, living the same culture that I've been living since I've been in high school. And Coach B really exemplifies that.
What about you, Josh K?
For me, I think specifically I'm talking about situational football. We go over that a lot in practice, and we go over it in meetings, and we talk about end of half situations, end of game situations, and those things, when we go over them in practice, sometimes it can be a little tedious, but when we show up to the game, we execute them and they work, and we score touchdowns, field goals, and it puts us in games. I think that is one of the main things that for me, when Coach B does it in meetings, I really pay attention.
Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score. We're with Josh K and Josh G and Gabe Jackis here from the Illinois football team. All right, Josh Geske, what's it like playing next to Josh Kreutz? Because Josh Geske is a 6'5", 325-pound academic All-America left guard. But you are next to a Kreutz. We know of the Kreutzes and the center lifestyle and the demeanors. We can only assume that that's what Josh is like on the field. What's it like playing next to him?
It's a guy I wouldn't want anyone else to have my back. Whenever something happens on the field, I know he's got my back every single play. You know, it gets a little chippy in the trenches sometimes.
No.
It's great to have him having your back. And then, you know, I think he compliments my play great, and I compliment his. You know, he's pretty fast off the ball, and it's pretty nice to have someone that has your back and everything.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, Josh K, we like, how much of your dad's kind of demeanor do you bring to your football game, in your opinion, you think?
I'm not sure exactly how to correlate that, but I try to play the game how it should be played and how I was taught to play it. I try to do that to the best of my ability.
Yeah. I mean, it's a position where you got to be smart as hell, but you got to be nasty too, right?
That is true.
You like the nasty or the smart? Or you like both of them?
I like both. I think both makes a good center.
And look, I covered your dad, and then I did a television show with your dad, and now I do a radio show with your dad. So I've had a chance to like watch football with him, and it's like going to grad school. Like all the stuff that he knows and that he shares, was there ever a point where you were like, Dad, I got it. Like, you're throwing a lot at me. I need a little time to catch my breath.
I don't think I ever had that moment. I just want to learn, and I just try to learn football at all times, whether that be watching centers in the NFL, watching games, or watching games with my dad or film. I just try to keep learning football because that's how I'm going to take another step.
It's cool. Like, it's a very cool thing to see all of you guys succeed because no one really knew, like, if the Illini program was ever going to find its way back to being one of the top-tier teams in the Big Ten. So for you guys now to see that you guys were playing in a bowl game against a team that had a legitimate argument to be in the college football playoff last year, you guys weren't far off from being a team that could have found itself in the college football playoff. So now that the Illini football program is kind of back on the map, how do you stay there? Gabe, I'm going to start with you on that.
You know, you always talk about not dwelling on the past, and, it's good. You know, last season was good, but we just got to keep taking a step forward and, you know, just keep getting stronger, bigger, faster, and stronger. You know, just, you know, working hard and making sure we're taking care of our bodies and just, you know, making sure we're doing the things that we're supposed to do and just, you know, having our routine, watching film, and making sure that we're just, you know, taking care of our bodies because it's important because no one cares what we did last year. It's about being consistent and doing it again, you know, every game and every play.
Considering that there were teams in the Big Ten that made a big jump, Indiana made a big jump last year, found themselves in the college football playoff. Penn State obviously was really good last season as well. What do you guys think, and I'll have the Joshes answer this question, what do you guys think it's going to take to take that next step, because you guys are right there. What's it going to take that next step where we're talking about you guys in January?
I think personally right now in the summer, it starts in the weight room right now. It starts in conditioning. It starts in how we eat. And there's no secret sauce, right? We're going to have to practice hard. We're going to have to watch film. And all those things need to be done for us to take another step. Based off last year, that's what I think needs to be done.
I couldn't agree more. I think that building off of that is living your routine. You know, you're able to do the same thing every day. You know, you if you're able to...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Make your routine the best it possibly is, and it starts now. It doesn't start on game day. It doesn't start game week. You got to be able to build it consistently throughout the summer, know how your body works with everything, and just building it now and doing stuff consistently throughout the year, make the boring, keep doing the boring stuff right, so that way on game day, you know, it's easy.
So how do you eat, Josh?
How do I eat?
Yeah, both of you. But Josh mentioned, like, it's about how you eat. So Josh K mentioned. But, like so what is it for you guys?
What did you have to give up is what we're asking.
Like,
it's
true.
As guys, that big guys that can put on weight when you want to or might need to, what do you have to give up when you're trying to get yourself in game shape? What's the that guilty pleasure thing that you have to, like, oh, man, I can't this week. I got weigh in on Tuesday.
For me, I don't really have that food because I'm a type 1 diabetic, so I've had to be curious about my diet and what I eat, when I eat it, how it affects my blood sugar and everything with that. So actually, when I needed to put on weight when I first got to college, it was just eating a lot more protein, eating a lot more carbs, a lot more insulin, a lot more with that. So I like having barbecues, and I like eating protein that way, you know, have the guys over and grill some meat.
Josh, what's yours?
For me, I just kind of eat. I mostly try to eat just steak and like chicken and rice and that kind of, but that's the stuff I enjoy eating. So if I can sit down and have a steak or have a burger or have chicken, like that's the stuff I like to eat. So that's what I eat.
Gabe, what about you? Is there any food that is when you actually get a break from training, you're like, thank God, because I wanted this ice cream.
Yeah, so I'm Caribbean, so my family from the island. So, you know, whenever I get the chance to go home, you know, I just...
The beef patties.
Yeah, the patties and the oxtails and the rice and peas and the jerk chicken. But, you know, I try to stay away from all that stuff because, you know, I come back a little heavier than expected.
Look at you guys out here being all conscious about stuff and being in shape. It's great.
It's much more adult than us.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's just remarkable, man.
I mean, I've actually had the lecture from Josh's dad about that. All right. He's been real good about lean protein is the way to go.
So speaking of that, when we had your coach on, guys, we had Brett Bielema on. We had to ask, like, what it's like to coach Olin's kids because we know Olin so well. He's our colleague. So here's something Brett said about you, Josh.
I came in. Josh Crutz was committed to us. He had already signed before I even became the head coach.
So I reached out to him and I talked to him, but I had never met or talked to Olin really. It was during COVID, kind of an unusual time, but got a chance to meet Olin. But then I remember calling him that first year, and Josh had got hurt during fall camp. And you know, usually when a kid has an injury that is, you know, somewhat severe, he was going to miss some time with a knee injury. And I called Olin. I said, hey, you know, Josh got rolled up today, and, you know, talked about it. And he didn't ask about the injury. He didn't ask what type of – he said, well, did he act and lay there and cry about it, or did he get up and walk off? And
I mean, that's amazing. So I think you behaved well, right, Josh? I think you behaved in a way that would make Olin proud that day.
I got up and I got off the field, but that's what's expected in our family, and that's how I expect my brother to be and all my sisters, and that's the way we expect to play sports.
He said, Olin said, by the way, that your sister is the toughest athlete in the family.
She is tough. She's playing volleyball in Miami, Ohio. If you've ever played a sport with her, you would know that she's tough. You don't want to get on her bad side. My younger sisters are also tough, so, and it was my younger brother, but that sister that's playing in Miami, yeah, Ohio, she's tough.
Yeah, he said toughest athlete in the family, no doubt.
Oh, that is so much love. I love hearing that. Well, congratulations, guys. Guys, on what you've already accomplished. And I know that you're not trying to look back, but I'm looking forward to see what you guys do this season, because everything is kind of lined up. Like, everyone knows what type of ball you guys like to play, how hard it is to beat you guys, whether it's on the road. I mean, Michigan knows, you know, like there's a lot of teams in this conference now that look at you and go, oh, those guys are here now. So you've got a little bit of a target on your back this year, but I think that's exactly what everyone wanted, right? Like, the respect to go in and be like, people have to be ready for Illinois football.
We talked about this earlier, actually. Even last year, like, teams will know because they have the film, right? But now we're getting a little more national recognition, and it keeps sounding like we keep saying the same thing over and over again. But for us, it's just practice, it's just film, it's just getting in the weight room, and all those things will lead us into having a good season this year.
Well, we appreciate you guys being here, and it's Illini night at Wrigley Field.
Have fun tonight, yeah, man. And just one thought, don't let the coach and quarterback sing alone. You know, it's like, you guys are big. Nobody's going to stop you. Just storm that booth and take that microphone away.
So wait, I feel the opposite. I feel like these guys have kind of all been like, we don't need the spotlight. We're there to have a good time.
All right, they're not.
Let the quarterback. He wants to be the star. Let the quarterback go out there.
Which
and
is
sing
it,
on
guys?
His own.
Which is it?
I'm gonna be okay with my hot dog and just sitting there watching the game, hanging out. So I'm good on singing tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Luke have the spotlight. You know, he's the quarterback, pretty boy. So
see, see, that's exactly how it goes.
There it is. There it is.
Guys, yep. Thank you for being in here. Good luck this season, man. We're all watching. We hope you do well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Look at these guys, man. Yeah, man. This is great.
It's gonna be an extra level of investment in Illinois football with the conversations we've had with Brett, and now getting to know these guys, us and our listeners, and it's gonna be a good year to watch too.
Josh Kreutz, Josh Geske, and Gabe Akis, guys.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.